Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're recording live from Barcelona at Mobile World Congress, and I'm delighted to be joined by Guy Shamesh, Senior Director of Cloudband Business Unit at Alcatel-Lucent. Welcome, Guy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what Alcatel-Lucent is doing at the show and what it exactly means to be the Senior Director of Cloudband Business Unit.
So I'm responsible for the outbound activities of Cloudband product. Cloudband is a new initiative started 4 years ago, based in Israel, where we build an NFV platform. And now we are moving from an incubation phase to really become the core in terms of helping different applications to start to leverage NFV technology and start to onboard on top of NFV.
So when you take a look at Cloudband, what types of applications are you aiming that platform for, and what types of collaborations are you seeking?
Yeah, so what we see today in the market is that the industry shift from a very much of exploration phase when they want to understand the technology, understand how to deal with the future challenges, to more pragmatic first type of use cases for deployment. We see there in Alcatel-Lucent mainly IMS and EPC as kind of the two main dominate use cases that drive some of the deployments. But we also see other smaller applications. If you look on GILAN, DPI, firewalls, load balancers, these appliance type of applications are ones that sometimes make a quick win or enable the operators to create quick wins for deployment in the market.
So when you talk about these quick wins, what is the underlying value proposition represented in the NFV platform that gives them an advantage that they can take advantage of quickly?
So NFV speaks about the way you operate your network. NFV speaks a lot about automation. It speaks about embracing open source and really look differently on the challenges that you had before. When you're looking on the first type of use cases, what customers are looking for is not necessarily to make it work, but it's more than that. It's to make it work under the right architecture and with the right technology. What it means pragmatically, that clearly you can always get everything from one vendor. You can always have all necessary software stacks, hardware, and so on from one vendor, even when you look into cloud technology and virtualization. But for NFV to really capture the value of openness and multi-vendor, even when you start small, you need to look on all different layers. You need to make sure that you have the hardware layer, you have the Veeam layer, you have the orchestration layer, the lifecycle management, and the application itself. So today, when we're speaking with customers, what we feel that they want is to want to make sure they have the right decisions today, even though it's a small application, even though it's not a big challenge from operational perspective. They kind of leverage in it to make sure they have the right decision how their network will look like, how the architecture will look like, which software layers they need to have in the solution. So then when they start to expand and bring more and more applications, they won't need to do everything all over again.
It seems that in the last couple of years at Mobile World Congress, we've talked a lot about the infrastructure and getting the infrastructure in place. This year, a common theme seems to be, how are we going to actually manage this and make it interoperate? Can you talk about the importance of industry standards and open source solutions for this type of technology?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think that this year we definitely need to focus on how to make it operational ready. In that sense, a lot of the things we're doing in Club and in our coming release 3.0 that will be out in June this year is around that, is around high availability, is around upgrade procedures, is around root cause analysis in a multi-vendor environment. And in that sense, the basics of leveraging open source is fundamental, because at the end, when you come into an operator, he doesn't know how to deal with open source. He doesn't know how to have support for an open source. And he's looking for someone that can tell him two things. First, where the issue is, you know, who to blame kind of scenario. it's another way to call off to root cause analysis. And then how to get support for that. This is one piece we're providing with Cloudband as an NFV platform. But in general, it's clear that the industry have to capture the value of open source. It has to embrace that. The community moving so fast. From our perspective, the fact that we're working with OpenStack and we are influencing OpenStack within the community gives us such much flexibility and ability to adapt to different trends that happen in the market and capture additional value as we go. So when looking today for the quick wins that we just spoke about, you know, definitely open source is going to be a dominant part of that.
What is the transition in terms of just the fundamental approach to deploying these types of technologies? And how does Alcatel-Lucent work with your customers to ensure a smooth transition as these new solutions come to market?
A lot of it is understand the DNA of our customers. And you know, that one of the things and one of the values we bring to the table is that we know how to operate network. We know network equipment for many years now. So we know the DNA and we know who are the different stakeholders we have to speak with. So a lot of the work we're doing is not about, you know, running the proof of concept. It's about education. It's really sit in that sense, you know, the collaboration we have with Intel is great because we share the same vision and we're spending the time to educate our customers and explain what the value is and also how to make it operational ready.
You know, one thing that we see when technology moves so rapidly is that sometimes solutions come to market that are not quite as open and industry standard as others. How can a operator know and trust that this solution that they're buying today is going to be interoperable with future platforms? And what would you guide them to look for?
Yeah, it's a good question. 4 years ago, we were probably the only crazy ones that spoke about the concept of openness and the multi-vendor environment. Now, fast forward to 4 years, you know, it's the other way around. Everybody says they are NFV ready. You know, if you read the newspaper, there are apparently tons of NFV deployments already out there, which is not necessarily true. The key here is really to capture the basic concept. And the basic concept speaks about this abstraction between the layers, meaning that you need truly to provide the interfaces for the different layers to connect, the ability to create the lifecycle management of the application itself. You know, for the guidelines that we give to operators is really look on the changes the application did and get to the details of what changes the application did to be get aligned with an NFV platform. And the second piece is follow the industry. And so the industry actually started to create some very clear standard and standardization of what Mano means, what are the interfaces required, and try to follow that because that gives a very clear understanding of the different layers that has to be in the stack of an NFV platform that will help you to make sure that you are creating the right architecture moving forward.
Now, last year at the show, Alcatel-Lucent and Intel announced that we were going to collaborate on NFV. Can you tell me about how that collaboration has gone and maybe speak a little bit about your vRAN solution?
Yeah, so you know, obviously, you know, Alcatel and Intel announced last year the collaboration, and one of the reasons for that is that we really share the same vision in that respect. What we're doing today from CloudMan perspective, we're really pushing the industry, really, you know, leveraging the joint work we're doing together within OpenStack around hardware acceleration techniques, SRIOV and others, DPDK and so on, pushing that to the standardization, to the community, but also pushing it within our portfolio. So obviously, when we're looking on data plane application, when we're speaking about different platforms or what NFV platform should bring, we're looking to leverage Intel technologies in many of the cases to make sure that we create this abstraction and provide all the tools to the different application.
What do you think is the biggest difference in the nature of customer engagement at MWC 15 compared to where we were a year ago? And where are we in terms of the deployment cycle?
So now it's totally into the details. Now we are moved to discussion from a CTO type of engagement, from exploration to the operation guys. And now most of our discussion is that with the people on the ground that needs to operate such technology, a discussion which is focused on deployment itself. And sometimes, you know, it's less sexy, it's less visionary. Let's speak about 5 years out. You actually speak about the bits and bytes and how you integrate with the OSS. But for us, it's a very good sign. The technology moved from in hype to really become, you know, a clear path for operators moving forward.
So if folks are listening online and they want to find out more about the solutions that you have coming to market, can you point them to a website where they can learn more?
They can go to alcatel-lucent.com/cloudband. They can find a bunch of information about CloudBand and so on. We also have our ecosystem program. So a lot of our partners are in the VNF vendors working together with us. Right now we have about 60 partners that are onboarding on top of CloudBand. And so this is an open program for players to join. And, you know, just Google CloudBand and you will find a lot of information, videos and so on about our product.
Well, Guy, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was very educational.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.